Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. Friday night, the end of the week, and I just wanted to touch base because I promised you earlier in the week that I would, before the week was out, just touch base, see where things are. It's sort of interesting because the kind of the situation we're in right now, a lot of us are doing the same thing. We're looking at the feed. I call them the feeds now, not the news anymore. I just call them the feeds because I'm getting stuff from all over the places, not necessarily the media. And I've been looking at all the feeds every morning and just seeing if there's anything that comes in that I need to be concerned about, anything that my customers might be asking me about, anything that family members might want to know. And sort of like it's been a new habit now for the past few months is doing that. Never had the habit before. It's something new, something different. But we are in really unprecedented times now. And it is really important, I think, for all of us to be aware. Just to be looking over the horizon, if you will, and looking over our shoulder and make sure we know what's coming and be prepared for it. So, you know, as the days go on, what my recommendation has remained the same now for months, and it is literally, let's just take this one day at a time. Let's get out there, come into the business, come into your day, have a look around. If everything looks okay, looks calm, then come in and get done what you plan to do for that day. And I've been doing that. Yeah, I've been planning, you know, 3-4 weeks out, but I'm remaining flexible with it and also recognizing that just because I've planned doesn't mean that those things are actually going to happen because you don't know what's going to happen, right? We've got a lot of uncertainty here. This morning I heard that the cases again in San Diego have spiked. Who knows why, right? And that may lead to more shutdowns next week. Okay, so we just opened up last week and now we're talking about shutting things down again. Uncertain. What are we doing on the political front and everything that's going on with all these executive orders being signed? Scary, very uncertain. And a lot of people are just wondering what in the world is happening, right? I've got questions, you've got questions, so many people have got questions. And I gotta tell you something, the questions I have, I can't get answers to. I've been looking for the answers, trying to figure out what's really going on here. And truthfully, I'm not finding the answers that I'd hope to find. It doesn't mean that nothing is going on. Doesn't mean that everything is normal. It isn't. You know, you just look around and just look at some of the things that are happening and you say, well, this really isn't normal. We're not in normal times right now. However, you know, it may be a good time to spend some time planning. So I've been doing that. I enrolled in a couple of new online courses and I've been doing some research on some things that I want to create. I'm creating a new mega course, I'm calling it. And I wanted to get some more, you know, feedback and some ideas from other people. Some other people have been doing something similar. And I've been doing research to see who else has got these kind of things out there and how they're marketing, where they're marketing, that kind of thing. I'm pretty much off of Facebook as far as advertising goes now. I'm using other sources. I'd rather give them the money rather than give it to Facebook. And, you know, just looking for, you know, it's really reformulating the business in a lot of ways. Now, one of the interesting things is that you and I have been doing this for a while. I'm sure you have as well. And we've learned a lot of skills. Now, the landscape out there is changing. It's changing dramatically, right? You've seen that over the past few months. It's just crazy how fast things are changing out there. We know the internet world, things change pretty quickly. I've never seen it change quite this fast before. Here's the thing. If you've got skills, if you've got skills in marketing, you've got skills in coaching, you can speak, you can get on camera, you could get on a microphone, you could write. You got skills, right? Those things aren't going to go away, and they're always going to be in need. So no matter what happens, no matter how bad the economy gets trashed, you know, you've got skills that are going to be valuable to somebody at some point. So what you got to do is be on the lookout and say, okay, who can use my skills? Who can use the skills and the value that I can bring to the table? So for instance, okay, maybe let's say you're really good on camera. Maybe you look really great. You have a face for television, right? There's a lot of opportunity in that right now because there's a lot of alternate media sites popping up all over the place. A lot of new networks, if you will, popping up. And what do they need? Well, they need talent. If you've got that talent, you may be able to join one of those networks. I'm looking to do something like that as well, to put on either a daily or a weekly show that would go out on a network, which would have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of viewers. Rather than just putting it in the podcast channel and a little bit on Facebook, a little bit on Instagram, a little bit on LinkedIn, YouTube, and the other new Rumble.com and other video hosting sites as well. So I've been doing that. That's really exciting. That's really good. So it's really caused me, and it should have the effect on a lot of people to start looking in other directions for other things. Now, the cool thing is that when you start looking at some of these other sites, and you look at, I'm looking at other places to advertise, and I come back to Facebook, and I start thinking about it, and it's like, man, this is a very old system, old and clunky, and they never cleaned it up, and it's really, it's like, I'm happy not to be on Facebook anymore to be doing that kind of advertising, because it wasn't a great system to begin with. And, you know, they always promised that it was going to get better, it was going to get better, it really never got great. Handful of people figured it out, and they make a lot of money with it. God bless them. You know, more power to them. They're going to do it. You know, I've never been one of those people. I've never advertised myself as somebody who knows how to market on Facebook. You know, it's been trial and error for me, and occasionally I get some success here and some success there, but really nothing to blow my socks off, not to at all match the hype of what was possible. But the cool thing is now I've got those skills and I can go on to other websites and other places to buy advertising. And you know, those skills translate. They translate very easily. You're not starting from scratch anymore, which I think is really powerful. So I want to just encourage you here. You know, if you're looking at your business and the outlook isn't great right now, and I get that. If you're looking at what you're going to do, you know, come later February, March, April, May this year, and you're not quite sure, I would say keep studying, keep digging, keep finding your way. Reach out to me if you want to, and you want to run some ideas by me. I've got clients who do that all the time, and I'll let you know what I think and what I feel things are going to, you know, where you'd be best really spend your energy, because it's easy right now to be spinning your tires and not making any progress. I think a lot of people are going through that. And it's frustrating as well because you don't know what the laws are gonna be, right? Can I come into my office tomorrow? Or are they gonna shut it down? Are they gonna block the highways? Are they, you know, you don't know. You just never know what the next step is. So you gotta keep aware. You gotta be aware of what's happening around you. And at the same time, you gotta live and you gotta make the best of every day. So literally what I've been doing is I haven't done this in many years, but it's turning out to be a new habit and I'm kind of liking it. Wake up in the morning. And it's in the morning where I'll decide what my day is going to be. I already have a list of things I need to get done. And then what I do is I just move the things into, okay, I can do this today, I can do this today, I can do that today. And boom, my day is built out. And it literally takes me 5 minutes because I keep a list of all the things I want to do, all the projects I'm working on, all the items within those projects that need to get done, little tasks, if you will. And it's very easy for me to build the day. It's like, I just go, okay, this is, I got to get this done. I got to do this writing. I'm going to record this video. And it's like, and my day is built out. And it's based on, you know, what's going on, what my options are, because they seem to change here a little bit more than I'd like. We've had here in California, we've had, you know, involuntary power outages where they actually turn the power off because the wind is blowing. We've had that going on for most of the summer. We have, you know, rainstorms, rainy season here now. The roads get flooded around here because we don't have drainage like the rest of the country because we don't get that much rain. But when we do get a lot of rain, all the roads get washed out. So will I be able to leave the house? Probably not on those days, right? So I'm looking at just that's just sort of the run-of-the-mill, the regular life stuff. And then you've got COVID, and then you've got politics and changing laws and who knows what. And it's just coming at you from a lot of different angles right now. And people are frustrated. I get it. And there are people who are angry. I get it. There are people who are scared. I get that too. And there are people who are looking for the opportunities. And I think that's where you and I resonate, is we're looking for the opportunities and all this and say, okay, what is possible based on the new framework that we're sort of experiencing and having to live through here? What is possible? Well, you know, if this happened 20 years ago and we didn't have online video, we didn't have Zoom, we didn't have Skype, we didn't have all these tools, I think it'd be a lot harder for us. We would not be able to be kept in touch. And, you know, if we only had to rely on mainstream media like we had 20 years ago, we didn't have any alternate sources of media, we'd really be stuck because we'd only get one narrative. And all the media is presenting the same narrative. So we would believe that because there was no way for us to hear or find out anything else. So we looked at the news media and said, well, they're the experts, they would know. Today we know that's not true, right? The experts are not giving us the truth. They're giving us a narrative that I don't know who's pulling the strings or who's giving them the info, but that's what they're delivering. But the good news is we now have multiple ways to find other sources of information and news that is not mainstream, right? I've been loving it because it's been opening my eyes to a whole lot of new things that I didn't even know existed. I'm learning a whole lot as well, and in areas that I never thought I would need or be even interested in learning. And it happens when, you know, you can no longer trust the powers that be and you got to go around and find something else. Well, thankfully, we have the internet. You know, if they come along, pull the plug on the internet, we're all in trouble, right? We're not going to be able to keep in touch. So what I've been encouraging all my clients to do, and I encourage you to do as well, is go to all your friends, all the people you want to keep in touch with, and make sure you have email addresses and phone numbers and addresses for them, because, you know, the internet, you know, is fragile. People think it's so solid. It's been around for so long. It is extremely fragile. There's only a handful of points in the entire, if you look at the nation as a whole, there's a handful of places in the nation where if you were to take out these buildings, these switches, you would knock out the entire internet. There's like 13, I think, places that you would do that. These points where all the internet traffic goes through. All you have to do is take them out and there's no more internet across the entire US. Not cellular, not Wi-Fi, not landlines, all of it would go. And you say, wow, really? It is that fragile. If you look at how the internet works, it shouldn't work, right? It's really one of those things, like you look at a Windows computer, it shouldn't work either. Why? Because there's so many different companies and so many different pieces of software and drivers and such. And it's like, how do all these things work together? You would look at it, it really doesn't work. So the internet we rely on, maybe too much. There's no alternate internet. There's no backup internet. There's no secondary internet, which would be fantastic. I've always advocated for a second internet because, you know, the main one being very insecure, number one, and number two, very fragile. We don't recognize it, but, you know, when the power went out here in San Diego, about 5, 6, 7 years ago, we had a power outage here, and it lasted the entire day. Within 4 hours, the cell towers no longer worked. The batteries, the backup batteries, died. And since there was no power anywhere in the entire county of San Diego, you know, we had no more cell signal. We had no more access to anything. The only thing we had was AM radio. And luckily, I still had a radio around that I could dial into an AM station. Good thing to have on hand, by the way, is an AM radio, because if it all goes, you know, if the power goes out and all the cell towers go down, there's no internet, well, at least you can get radio and that'll give you some idea of what's going on. Another trick that is really helpful is the battery backups, the UPS systems that we have for our computers. Oftentimes, those are just giant batteries. So you could take your radio, AM radio, and plug it into there and run for hours because it won't drain that battery. That battery is really big. It's made to run an entire computer so that, you know, they will last for a long time. So all my computers have UPS units on them. No, this one doesn't. Most of them do. And what I do is if there's a power outage, I'll just grab one of those batteries and take it with me. And wherever I need power, I've got it. They're very easy to unplug and replug everything back in, so it doesn't interfere with anything. And by the way, if the power does go out, really good idea always to unplug your computers, because when the power comes back on and you get that surge coming through, it could fry your computer. So you want to make sure that you're paying attention to those kinds of things. So just take it day by day for right now. Let's just look at what's going on. Keep in touch with a lot of different news sources. Like I say, I'm probably up to 40 different news sources now. I've got accounts in Telegram that I'm following. I got stuff coming in on my browser. I've got lists of a whole page where I bookmarked all the sites that I go to, and I just go through them and try to find out what's really going on. The mainstream media I'm really not paying attention to at this point. I recognize, and as have so many, that you're not getting the full truth there, so no point in doing that. And you know, even your social media, we always got in the habit, I guess, of relying on Facebook and Twitter and yada yada for figuring out what's going on. But a lot of that information now is censored. If it doesn't meet the community standards, whatever those are, it gets shadow banned, or it just gets removed altogether, or warnings get put on it. So our stuff is being censored. Whether you recognize it or don't recognize it, you're being impacted by it. So I would encourage you, you know, find a lot of different ways to get your information, get off the what I call corporate social media. Corporate social media is the same as mainstream media now. There's really not that much difference in terms of what the narrative is and what you can and cannot talk about. It's no longer free speech. That's a thing of the past. That was an artifact of an era that's no longer here. So you want to be able to do that and just keep in touch with everything. Get up in the morning, you know, go through your feeds and find out what's going on. If everything looks calm, as it has been this week, which is fantastic, just go about your day, do what you're going to do. But keep an eye on it. You know, keep a finger on the pulse, as they say, because you just don't know. And the way things are right now, it is very unsettling. And for so many people, you're seeing that in their faces. You're seeing in how people react. You're seeing in how people's buying behaviors have been changed, and they do different. They buy a lot differently now than they used to. They're not as quick to pull out that credit card as they may have been in the past. us, and you know, it's impacting all of us. So we can't escape it. We're all in this together in one way or another. We're all dealing with the same issue. So the best thing you can do is keep yourself strong, keep yourself focused, make sure you're well informed, and you know, work from that information. And once you get that information, you know, you'll know what you need to do for that day. So I just want to leave you with that. I don't have a lot of new news to report to you as of right now. I was thinking that this week there may be a lot going on. There just turned out not to be all that much, which I'm kind of thankful for, actually. But, you know, there's a lot of people talking about the coming week's going to be really difficult with, you know, the impeachment trial going on. And that's going to create a lot of unrest and anger. And, you know, there's a lot of anger in society. It's festering. It's not going to take a lot for that fire to be lit. I mean, one small match and that whole thing's going to blow up. So we got to keep an eye on it, right? And you got to stay safe. So I encourage you to remain vigilant, remain informed, and do what you can to support those around you. After all, we're coaches. That's our number one priority, is our friends and family, obviously number one, but then our clients. We got to make sure that when they're struggling as well, that we're able to reach out to them and offer them a few kind words, a few helping words. And you can't do that if you're unplugged, if you're not informed. So as I'm highly encouraging people right during this period to be informed, because that's what people are looking for answers. And that's what we are here for. We're coaches. We provide answers. All right. I'm going to take off. I'm going to go have a great weekend. I hope you will do the same. And I'll be back here either Monday or Tuesday of next week with another update. In the meantime, if you'd like to reach me, robert@ultimatewealth.com, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Send me an email. Let me know what you're doing, what you're up to, and how you're dealing with life. And I'm happy to hear from you. Thanks so much for watching. Enjoy your weekend.